Welcome back, Amuse listeners. Today, we have a very special episode because we have someone that's actually on Muse recording. So take it away. Introduce yourself.
Hello. So my name is Margot, and I am currently the co-head of initiatives at Muse. And I've been working with Muse. I'm in my third year now since first year. And I started as an online contributor. And last year, I was the assistant to the head of online, who was Kat. And now I'm working in this position. So yeah, I'm a third year student and I'm doing history, politics, media, and I'm very passionate about Muse and excited to see how everything goes this year.
Yay. Okay. So while I was scrolling on the website with the rest of the team, the podcast team, we found this article and it is titled "The Rise of the Nepotism Kid." Now, I don't know about you, but I do love the nepotism kids, but I also love to hate on the nepotism kids because I'm extremely jealous of all of them. So why don't you go into like a deep dive into some of like the favorite points that you mentioned and like what your perspective is and what you were thinking while writing that article and what inspired it?
Yeah, well, it's exactly like what you said. I think I was really interested in this specific type of celebrity because people really do love them. They hate them. And like you said, they mostly love to hate them and some combination of the two. And I also think it's a relatively new phenomenon. I think in the past couple of years, we've seen a lot more of these children of celebrities, if that's how we'd want to define them, kind of coming into the public eye and being in tabloids and social media. And also some of them are branching into doing things like joining the entertainment industry as well. And so, I mean, I don't know about you. I personally have always been very fascinated by them. I definitely keep tabs on a lot of them. I have some of my favorites and some people maybe that I'm not as big a fan of, but I thought it would be really interesting in this article, which I think I wrote in May, to kind of explore, you know, what it is about them that's so fascinating to us. And also because we think of the nepotism babies as kind of having the perfect lives and also kind of seeing, you know, where in there is life maybe not so perfect? And can you ever really separate yourself as the child of a celebrity when you're trying to make your own career from your parents?
What are your favorite nepotism babies?
Well, personally, I think here I have like some of the ones that I pay close attention to and I follow on Instagram. For me, I really like Lila Moss, Lily Rose Depp, Iris Law, some of the Apatow sisters. Like I know one of them is on Euphoria, Jaden Willow Smith. Like those are some examples of ones that I keep close tabs on. And I was trying to think like, why is it that those are some that I follow a lot more? And for me, I'm like really into fashion and style. And I really like a lot of their, you know, styles and also sometimes some of their acting performances, but it's usually just like liking to see what they're doing and kind of their general aesthetic, which I find they tend to be really good at having.
Do you think that nepotism babies take away from other people in the industry? So obviously there was an article that just came out, like you sent it to me before, about Lily Rose Depp saying that if you were a doctor or your parents were a doctor and then you became a doctor, it's like kind of the same thing. So do you like agree with that statement? Because I feel like she's kind of saying, well, no, I had to work hard. I had to go to school. I had to do all these things. It doesn't matter that my parents are famous. It's equal. It's like an equal playing field. Do you agree with that?
Not entirely. I mean, I love her and I think that she's got really cool style. And I know she has some kind of acting gigs coming out soon, which is exciting. But I do think it's a very difficult kind of tightrope to walk, I think, being a nepotism baby and not being too controversial, because I think the key is you've got to understand that maybe there's a way in the world where you could have had these opportunities and you would have, you know, worked your way into the industry. But the thing is, like, we'll never know that for sure. And so it's really important, I think, if you know that because of your socioeconomic background, but also the fame of your family, that that probably has a pretty, you know, significant role to play in your success. And she says, if somebody's mom or dad is a doctor and then the kid becomes a doctor, you're not going to be like, well, you're only a doctor because of your parents that are a doctor. No, I went to medical school and I trained. I mean, it's just a bit of a different thing, like saying like I went to medical school, and it's entirely different. Her dad being Johnny Depp and her mom being, you know, a singer and model is kind of like she's saying that doesn't have anything to do with my success. And I don't think that's a really effective way of putting it, because I think it does. And it's the best way, I think, to be one of these nepotism babies and have a career in entertainment, because if that's what they're passionate about, that's what they should be doing, is to kind of acknowledge like that extra stepping stone that they had. And, you know, they were in a position to begin with that other people interested in getting into the industry weren't. And I think acknowledging that instead of being so defensive about it is kind of the key.
Yeah, I was thinking that earlier. How do you go about that? It's hard because they always say that they don't want to like disregard all their success. Like, it's very difficult. I do sympathize that they like have the issue that everyone is like, well, you're only famous because your parents are famous. Especially, I think that people say that with Kendall Jenner. I think Lila Moss, I probably have said that before because she's 5'5" and is walking for Gucci. Like, nobody else is doing that. But it's like, what are you supposed to say? Like, how are you supposed to acknowledge that you are successful? You want to hate on them so badly because it's like, well, you know, if you were like me, you wouldn't be like this successful. You would be like any other person. So it's really hard. And I feel bad for them in that kind of way. But
yeah, no, I do too. I think that there's no escaping that question. And there's always going to be, even if you're like the most politically correct, likable, and like you have like the best like PR training and how to like address this stuff, like, there's always going to be people who will say that your success is not entirely earned and not deserved. And I don't even know entirely like how I feel about that, to be honest. I mean, I think they're people and, you know, they were born into their circumstances they were born into, and they're lucky in a lot of ways. But then, you know, like they can never shake that part of their identity, which is that their family and other people having maybe put them in a position to earn it. And I mean, I'm a big fan of like Hailey Bieber's YouTube show. She does like a Who's in My Bathroom thing. It's really good. And I know in one of the episodes, like recently, she kind of was talking about her because, you know, her uncle and her dad, they're all actors, and how that kind of helped her with the stepping stone. And I actually think she did a really good job of kind of being like, yeah, like, that is probably why I'm here today. Like, she's not very tall. She probably wouldn't have been able to model if it weren't for that. And the opportunities that were provided to her are the reason that she's able to be successful. And, you know, probably the reason that she met her husband and all this stuff like that. But I think she did a really good job of kind of navigating that and being like, I'm doing my best now to, you know, do good things for the world, do what I'm passionate about with her new skincare line. But at the same time, trying to be humble and trying to be like, that is not something, if we're being realistic, that would have happened for me if I hadn't been born into these circumstances.
Yeah. Do you think that this is like a new issue? Because like thinking like Emma Roberts is a nepotism baby, but nobody is going like, I don't see anybody that's like, well, Emma Roberts, like you're a nepotism baby. You suck. They're only doing it to like models. I really don't see many actors that are getting the same type of hate than people that are like more established in the industry. Do you agree with that? Or do you think that it's like equal? It's just because they're younger.
I definitely don't think it's equal, but like, I mean, there are some actors in the industry, like Maude Apatow, you know, who plays Lexi on Euphoria.
Yeah.
And then,
well, I think it's because she was in her dad's films. I think that is also why that she gets hate on, because she was like always getting casted in like her family's things.
Yeah. For sure. And then there's also like Maya Hawke and Stranger Things and a couple other things. And her parents are both famous actors. But I also like, I don't see them getting as much hate as you would like someone who's trying to be an influencer or a model. I think maybe because like some of them have pretty good performances. Like I think Maya Hawke is like super good actress. And I didn't know that her parents were famous until I was told. I do think it's relatively new phenomenon. Like I'm pretty sure even like Reese Witherspoon, and maybe I'm wrong there, like one of her parents was like a director or something like that.
Oh my
and
so, God. They're literally everywhere. They're multiplying.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere. But I think the whole attention to hating on them is kind of a bit new. And I do think that it applies more to people who aren't necessarily showing that they're incredibly talented at whatever their craft is.
Yeah. I also think that it's a bit naive for people to think that, well, you're just doing this because your parents do it. Like, even if you put on a smaller scale, I'm in commerce. Like, you know how many people are like working where their parents are working because their parents are working there and they have that connection? Like, obviously, if you've grown up your whole entire life and you've seen like this family dynamic and you've seen your parents on set and all these different types of lavish lifestyles that they live, you would be like, well, I want to do that too. And I don't have to try as hard because my parents can give me that connection and get me the bank. So I don't know why people just try to like disregard that exist, that people just maybe want to do it.
Well, I was actually having like a very similar conversation with a friend this morning when I was like thinking about preparing to kind of talk on the podcast. And we were actually talking about like some people and friends that we know here where it's like, they're maybe getting good summer job opportunities or, you know, reference letters and stuff like that because of family connections. And they were born into like social connections and a socioeconomic background. And it's like, you could say, well, they're really smart and they work really hard. And that can be true. But at the same time, like there are going to be people out there who are at a disadvantage compared to them because their family aren't able to connect them with as many good jobs and they don't know someone who's the CEO of a certain bank. And I think that you could still be like really clever and like hardworking. That doesn't mean that you're not, but I think it's really important to know like you're going to have advantages and that'll probably be like to a certain extent connected to your success. And it's important to acknowledge that. You can't just pretend that we're all on an even playing field, like even here when it comes to job finding. And I think it's similar on that scale with celebrities.
Mm-hmm. What's one thing about the rise of Nepo babies that you find like really irritating?
Yeah, I think there's been like lots of things that I think over the years, of course. And I mean, we see it probably most with the Kardashians. They are hardworking. And look, I love them. I love their show. I think
I literally, awesome. We have to preference all these people we're talking about. We love, we are following them, yes, on Instagram.
No,
I want to be them. We hate them so much because they're living the best life. Like I am, exactly, going to watch the Kardashians today. Like for the listeners, no one's actually like hating on them. We're just like jealous. No. Like at least me, I'm a jealous. Okay. I'll admit it.
No, I am too. And I think that like, I'm jealous of them. I love a lot of them. Some of them I'm not as interested in, but they're probably, a lot of them probably amazing people. I do think that it is just frustrating when it's like, just acknowledge that that is a part of where you are now. You know, like I Kendall Jenner sometimes is like, oh, like I was always going to be like the highest paid model. That's probably not true. She's gorgeous. I'm sure she's really good at modeling. I don't really understand like what makes you a great model. Like technically maybe your walk. She is the highest paid model and she's been the highest paid model for years. And sometimes she'll be like, I hate when people try and say it's because of my family, blah, blah, blah. And that's a bit obnoxious in my opinion, because it's like, it definitely is. That doesn't mean you're not beautiful or good at what you're doing, but you got to have a little bit of like self-awareness, I think. So I think even though it's really tough to be any kind of nepotism baby and be liked by people, like at least put in a little bit of effort to understand your privilege and be self-aware. I think that is really important. And that's kind of where I get the most frustrated.
Okay. Another question I have, this is kind of like, mm-hmm, a hard question to answer. It's more like an opinion and you can use people in the industry as an example. Do you think that nepotism babies wouldn't have been as successful without the help of their famous families?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. But I don't think that takes away from the fact, like, and again, like I was saying about Reese Witherspoon, like, I love Reese Witherspoon. I think she's amazing. Like, I'm so grateful for like Legally Blonde and like all the movies we got from her. That doesn't take away now. It doesn't really cast a light necessarily for me. Like when I look at all the stuff she's done to think, oh, maybe she had that handed to her more than someone else might have. So I don't think that at the end of the day, it makes their work more worthless.
I know it's a hard question to ask, but I feel like I've had conversations with people and I'm like, do I really think that this person would be like even in this industry if they didn't have like a family? Like it's like those kind of questions you pose to, yeah, yourself. Like, is this like actually because of their family or do they have like talent? But like, I can't see if they have talent because they're so famous.
Yeah. And I think that exists a lot in like the celebrity world, but like, I even look at me and like, I'm in like arts and I have worked in marketing in the summer and that's probably what I want to do. And I have three older siblings and they all were in commerce and they all work in like some sector of finance. And so kind of seeing that, you know, and that's the environment I'm in. I kind of see that as examples of maybe what I might want to do because I hear stories about it and like that's what my parents have done. And so that would kind of inspire me or make me more likely to go into a similar field to that, you know. And for me, it's a bit different, but like if I look at my sister who's a bit older than me, her having seen my brothers go into a certain job, maybe she heard about it, sounded fun, and she decided to try it, you know. And mm-hmm. I think that that probably happens there. Like, their parents or their older siblings or whoever are coming home at the end of the workday. And what they've been doing is acting or singing or modeling. And those are the people that are their friends, you know, and that's what you grew up surrounded by. So I do think that those kids maybe think that acting or being a model or something is a fun career option that's also within their means because it's what they're surrounded by their entire lives. So probably there is a higher proportion of them who want to do that from a young age. But at the same time, I do think that them ending up in the industry is very much so to do with the fact that they had those connections.
Obviously, Gigi and Bella Hadid are like very famous models in the nepotism industry. Sorry, I always just go to models for nepotism because I genuinely seems like every single actor has like some member of their family that's a director. Like there's way too many to count.
Yeah.
But what would you say, like commenting on like how their dynamic is where it's like kind of like they're competing against each other and like they're always put on like the same pedestal and they are like, oh, well, Gigi's better at this. And like, oh, well, Bella Hadid is like, well, her mom is like had to do all these things for her and like really pushed her. Like there are like they had that whole entire show where the mom was like kind of mean to them.
That was crazy. Yeah.
But do you have any comments on like sisters that are both like from a famous family that are competing? Well, I don't know. Like that's the only way I can like find the word for it. Like, do you have any comments on them?
Yeah, no, I totally know like the clips you're talking about. I've never really watched like The Real Housewives, but I've seen like those clips of their mom being like so terrible and like comparing them, shaming them on what they eat and stuff. I think traditionally people do pit sisters against each other, just like they pit like famous friends and like famous women against each other. That's just kind of what we do, I guess. But I think what people try and do is kind of separate them and say that they're completely different types. Like, oh, like Gigi's kind of like this like all-American, like blonde girl who everyone's like, oh, you're so gorgeous, you're what I want to look like. And maybe Bella's more like edgy and she has cooler style, at least in my opinion. You know, I think she like bleached her eyebrows or whatever and is like maybe in an era right now where she's not necessarily trying to look like the most traditionally like all-American, you know, ideal of beauty, but like is kind of pushing the boundaries a bit more. And I mean, I don't know a ton about the different work that they do. I know that they walk a lot of shows, they do different shoots, but I think that everything they do does get compared to each other. And I think that what I think they've tried to do probably is create distinct identities as much so as possible in the modeling industry so that people aren't doing that as much. But I think there's always going to be that comparison. And it kind of, that kind of like the Hadid thing kind of reminds me a bit of something I think Kim Kardashian said in an interview recently, which is that actually having a parent, a family like hers and having her show, just probably like for the Hadids having their mom and her show, actually like hindered and closed some doors for her, where she was like, people didn't respect the idea of me having a reality TV show. They didn't want me at the Met Gala. The only reason I was allowed to go was because I was married to Kanye for a bit. And like, in some ways it made people, once you get into the celebrity realm, if you're in certain places like reality TV or, you know, other places that are maybe less respected, people are a lot more snobby and like less willing to open doors for you. And I'm not entirely sure how I feel about that. It's just something that I've read recently and I feel like it's super interesting.
Do you think that women that are nepotism babies get more hatred than men that are nepotism babies?
I do. And I think that women always get more hatred in the public eye. Like people think that they have a right to comment on like women's appearance and women's thoughts way more than they do with men. People use words like, I don't know who said this. I think it was like Taylor Swift, but she was like, for a man, it would be, he's being confident and a woman is being pushy or whatever. And I think that stuff happens all the time. Where like, if a woman acts in a certain way, people think they have the right to comment on it. But I have been noticing a lot recently, a lot of hatred towards Brooklyn Beckham in the media. He's like,
it's the soccer player's son, right? The oldest one that's married to the girl with blonde hair.
Yeah, because
he was so simple. Is the video you're talking about where the wife is like, oh my God, he likes to label everything. Everyone's like commenting about that. Is that the video you're referring to?
Exactly. I've just been seeing like a lot of like hate towards it, being like, he's not doing anything. He just sits home all day. Like he's not even, and people, their argument is like, he's not even trying to have any sort of career at all. And people are really hating on that. But it's just so interesting because it's like, well, if he did, I'm sure people would hate on that even more, you know? So
yeah, there's no winning.
There's no winning. And I think that's the point of my article is like, I love them. I hate them. I love to hate them. Just like everybody else does. They're fascinating. But at the end of the day, it's kind of sad because they can never escape it and they can never really win. And I think there are some niche cases where like they're maybe so talented at acting or writing or directing or whatever they do that people forget maybe that they're related to other people because maybe they, you know, eclipse the fame of their family members. But I think for like 99% of these people, they're never going to be able to separate themselves from that title of nepotism baby. And people are always going to judge them and say, yeah, that was really good, but, or the performance was amazing, but. And so I think that's kind of like the shortcoming and the little sad part about it. But then of course, all the good stuff, all the opportunities, like all the money and fame that comes from it is kind of like that advantage.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. And I always like in the back of my mind sympathize. I feel bad, like, especially like all the people that I love that are nepotism babies are women. I want to support women, but for some reason there's like this societal barrier that like we always need to be competing. Like, I'm, first of all, I'm not competing with Lily Rose Depp. That girl is way of like doing her own thing. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, this is so unfair. Like, because Lily Rose Depp is Johnny Depp's daughter. She can do all these things that I would never even imagine. But I'm like, wait, why don't I just like be like, that's great that a woman is able to like make her own career in the industry and is able to like break barriers. And I think that that's like a really interesting point that you put in your article and you quoted it. They're born into being deeply loved or violently hated by the world, most often a combination of both. I agree with what you're saying, is that like I'm always flip-flopping back and forth on how I feel about them. But at the end of the day, I do love them and I'm very excited to see what they do next. Okay, that's like all my questions. Do you have any questions or anything you want to say?
Nothing else. Thank you so much for having me, though.
Of course. We love having you on. And we're very excited for the episode to come out. And the next episode is going to be really, really good, guys. It's a surprise, but it is about a famous singer that we all love. And there's a course on her at Queens. That's my hint. Anyways, thank you for listening, Amuse listeners. We hope you were amused. And until next time, bye.